I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry. All who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my heart.
Praise be Jesus Christ. In fact, I sing that song when I preside over a mass in which I'm receiving the temporary, first temporary, or the perpetual vows of our religious women. And it's a good sign because, yes, they are saying, here I am, Lord, and also that I am all in. It's the same thing for us, too. For each one of us, regardless of our Christian vocation, baptism is a here I am moment for each and every one of us. Most of us were pretty small when we were baptized, so we don't necessarily recall. But when it comes to the baptism, there is an indelible mark put in our soul that cannot be erased. There's nothing we can craft, spiritually or otherwise, that could erase it. In fact, if someone is baptized, and let's say they decide to go off to join a cult and worship rocks, they can always come back to the church, and all they have to do is make a profession of faith. There's no re-baptism. Baptism is once and for all. A change in which we've become adopted sons and daughters of God the Father, for Jesus has made it so. That is a here I am, Lord, moment for you and for me. And I thank the Lord I have the opportunity tomorrow at the 11:30 Mass to celebrate another here I am, Lord, moment, baptizing a little girl named Olivia. And so I usually don't have a chance to baptize that much as a bishop, not like when I was a pastor in a parish or a parochial vicar. So this is a special moment for me as well, to bring a young lady into the church. Well, we just had a here I am moment in the gospel with Simon Peter, did we not? We certainly heard it in the first reading when it came to Jeremiah at the end of the reading. Here I am. Well, let's envision Simon Peter, his boat there in the Sea of Galilee. Most likely, if his boat was like others in that era, 2,000 years ago, it was roughly 8 feet wide and 27 feet long, indicative of the boats at that time. Usually there was a crew of 5, but they needed space for a host of fish if they would catch it. Simon Peter, think about it, his obedience really comes forth. Despite his previous experience, he's the fisherman. There's no indication that Jesus is, but he listens to the Lord. And it's an abundant yield, as we hear. Against his fisherman's intuition, he still listens to Jesus Christ. Like I say, remember, when it comes to the Our Father, it's not my will be done, it's thy will be done. Simon Peter recognizes that he does not have all the answers, even in his own trade. And breaking news for you and me, nor do we. Simon Peter and the others drop everything in order to become Jesus' disciples. They're dropping their employment, their income, to follow the Master, to follow Jesus. Well, we hear in our first reading too, St. Paul, he also had a here I am, Lord, moment. One who used to persecute the church, he then also, seeing Jesus, drops everything including his persecution of the early church, in order to follow Jesus. Paul's life is a magnificent drama, and it can also at times be an analogy for our lives as well. Today, his words provide us with the mini catechism, his apostolic witness, his "Here I am, Lord" moment was meant to be handed on to the entire Corinthian community to whom he's writing, but he's also writing to us here in Steubenville for us to carry on that which St. Paul celebrated in that first century of the early church. We must be contagious with Christ, contagious with goodness. St. Paul even acknowledges he's late on the scene as a believer, but it makes him no less a Christian. God's patience with us, with him, has no peer, no equal. God's patience with Peter, remember the first pope, is a lesson to us. Peter doesn't deny Jesus just once, twice, but thrice. And after Jesus rises from the dead, Jesus asks Peter three times, "Do you love me?" Taking out all three of those denials at once, and here we have the first pope. St. Peter will give his life up for Christ and the church as well. He will be crucified, most likely on Vatican Hill, where St. Peter sits in Rome, and he will be crucified upside down, saying he's not worthy to be crucified the same way Jesus was. Dear friends, today Jesus invites you and me to follow him. This is our "Here I am, Lord" moment. Our response is to be like the prophet Isaiah we heard in the first reading. "Here I am, send me." The question is, how many times are we deaf to the Lord's invitation? We have our own desires, our own needs, our own bucket list items that don't include God. Today he's saying, drop everything. Go out into the deep and drop that net and you'll be surprised. This day Jesus invites us to be his credible disciples and to follow his will, to make our own his, and to share the good news with others for all to know that in the holy name of Jesus, there always is hope. Here I am, Lord. What say you? Amen.